வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of December, 1976, in Bombay, India.
To be free from mind also.
Free from mind?
Yeah, mind.
Yes. Very difficult to control mind.
But if you want freedom, you have to do that.
Yes, that's true. There is no other alternative.
Freedom from mind, how would you explain it? Or how would you detail it?
Mind means polluted mind.
Yes.
We are part and parcel of God. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. Jiva is as pure as God. And on account of this mind, he is suffering in this material world. We can see here is a living being. This tree. He is also a living being, but he is standing before me for 50 years or more than that. He cannot move an inch, and we are moving. So, why this condition? He is also a living being, I am also a living being. I have got little freedom to move here and there. Why this difference of position? Due to the mind. Here in this material world, 8,400,000 different forms of life are all due to the mental concoction. So, if we want our original life as good as God, at least in quality, that is, freedom of mind, and then we cease to become one of the covered living beings within this material world.
Sir, I read in one of your lectures at London, before the preface of Isoka, gave the example of Mahatma, Mahatma Gandhi and Kennedy. In particular, Mahatma Gandhi, you said that there are four types of defaulted mind.
Yeah. Every living being is polluted by four kinds of deficiencies. Conditioned soul commits mistake. He takes something for something. And because he has no perfect knowledge, he wants to become leader. That is cheating.
Right. You have said that in that speech.
Yes. Above all, his senses are imperfect. Therefore, from such persons with deficiency, how you can get real knowledge? That is not possible. We have to approach persons who has no deficiency, then we shall get the end. Now, Krishna and his representative are persons without any deficiency. So we have to take knowledge from Krishna, or one who represents. Otherwise, we'll be cheated because he has got deficiency.
But there you have said that one of his colleague or assistant told him, there is One of his assistants told to Gandhi that there is danger and you shouldn't go to the meeting. In spite of that...
No. I did not say. I wrote one letter to Gandhi that, Mahatmaji, you have got some respectability throughout the whole world.
Yes.
Now you struggle for so-called Sarad. Now you have got it. Better retire from this life and please Bhagavad Gita.
I think he listened to your advice because before he was murdered on that day.
Yes. Otherwise he will meet the fate of Mussolini.
And what was his reply?
He
drafted the statement that Congress should be dissolved.
No. He was implicated. This is Maya. That although he got Sarad, he was not free. He was full of anxiety. And so, so long one is absorbed in material thoughts, he'll be full of anxiety.
That's true. He was full of anxiety.
Yes. That means he could not get any spiritual anxiety. Asad Griha, material existence means accepting something which will not exist. Asad. Asato ba sadgama. The basic instruction is do not remain in this material world. Make your progress. Asato ma sadgama. But people are so accustomed to materialistic way of life that they are reluctant. That is Maya, Maya, very strong. Devijisa Gunamai Mama Maya Dhrutva. It's very, very difficult. Maya tries to punish every conditioned soul. And as soon as there is some attempt to get out of the clutches of Maya, she becomes still strong. Where is that go? My dear son, you remain.
With me.
Jadivi sarvabhutesu nidharupi na samarthi. Chandi. That Devi is sweated, keeping the conscious soul in dream. He is simply dreaming. I will be happy this way, I will be happy that way. And that is mental control. Never be happy. Krishna said, Mughasa Mogha Karma, Mogha Jnana, Asuri Bhavo. Because he has not recognized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All his hopes and endeavors will baffle. So even a person like Mahatma Gandhi, he became baffled.
Yes, that's right. I admitted
all. What to speak of others? His ambition was Hindu-Muslim unity. That was bad.
Total failure.
His ambition was non-violent. He was killed by that. So what to speak of others? A person so dedicated, so nice, but he followed the wrong path. Recently I had been to his Seva Ashram.
At Vardha.
So, there was no Krishna worship. And he said that he is very fond of Bhagavad Gita. But he understood Bhagavad Gita in his own way.
In a different way, I would say.
And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, as soon as you try to understand Bhagavad Gita in your own way,
you are done.
It is finished. It is finished. Nashta. Yoga nashta parantam. the nasta tree. What is nasta? What is the use of?
Yes, but it could be destroyed, you know.
Suppose if I supply you something which is spoiled, then what benefit will derive?
Nil.
Therefore, no benefit is derived by the people in general, either from Gandhi or Vinoba Bhave or Tila, because it was nasta.
Sir, how do you compare it with this Hare Krishna movement?
Hare Krishna movement
for
is...
For the common man, for the downtrodden, for the poor.
Yeah.
There should be some motivation.
Like, if you are hungry, if you get some real food, you will understand.
That's true.
Example is this, American, European boys, they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, and you see how they are advanced.
How come that in this country? How come that this country?
Immediately come, but you won't take.
I see.
That is your fault. You have manufactured your own way of life. Otherwise, Hare Krishna is India.
Yes, it's not much.
Yeah, but you won't take it.
Yeah.
He'll speak so many nonsense, he'll never speak Hare Krishna. That is misfortune.
What are the ills of the Indian society, although it's given birth to so much, it still doesn't take it as success? What is the weakness in the Indian society that they don't...
Because they have got bad leaders.
Bad leaders,
rascal leaders. Just like, see, Mahatma Gandhi, he misled. But he did not know how to lead, how to speak of others. They do not know. I saw this Vinoba Bhave. He does not know. He has become a leader. I saw in his ashram about 1 dozen women. They are reciting Bhagavad Gita. For the last 40 years, he is working on Bhagavad Gita. And the result is, some 40 women, he is reciting Bhagavad Gita. So this is the result. So what they will do? They do not know how to live. And he has written one book on Bhagavad Gita. But he has become a great leader. And that is also not according to Bhagavad Gita. This is.
Yes, unfortunately there are not very decided.
Take for example, Satyagraha. Satyagraha, what is this Satyagraha? That is a child's play. It's like a child, if you want something, you are not giving it. He'll cry, he'll force it. That is the very sad thing. And these things have become popular. Real thing rejected. And some false thing presented by childish attempt. And that is accepted.
But sir, would you not agree that in order to appeal to the masses or to make masses into any movement?
You see, it is not. If you want to become an educated man, or if you want to give first-class education, it is not for the mass. It is for the leader. Jagjad Acharati Sreshtha. Tattat Eva Itareva. If the leaders are educated, then others will follow. But if the leaders are not educated, what the others will do? That is the so-called leaders, without being educated, they become leaders.
That's why all this trouble.
Yeah. They manufacture some idea.
Which is nothing to do with the
nothing to do. It is why. If you manufacture idea, because it is imperfect. How can manufacture idea? 4 deficiencies are there. So if you manufacture with deficiency of your own person, then what will be the knowledge?
The result also will be deficient.
That is it. Our knowledge jat jat acharati sreshtha. So who can be more sreshtha than Krishna, than Bhagavate, Narada, the acharyas? But they will not follow. They will manifest them. So that is the difficulty in India at the present moment. Some upstart leaders have misled them. That is and we are poor fellows. If we say the right thing, they will not take it.
Not only take it, but they will ridicule and say that something has gone wrong, so yeah. Wrong somewhere.
They will not take it. Yeah. What yeah, is this, Swamiji? Mahatma Gandhi says this, and this, Tilak says this. And if we say that they are wrong, then people will criticize, he has become modern. We don't say anything except what is said by the great personality, like Krishna consciousness. So, I am not saying anything of my own manufacture. I am simply saying what Krishna has said. But they will reject that. I say that Krishna says that you become a Krishna's devotee. It is very simple for me.
Yes.
And they will say, what is this nonsense? We have seen this. Now we have got this leader. This is good. Mukhaya upadesha hi prakopaya na sahanta. Murkha ka upadesha diya jaya. Wo gussa ho jaya.
They reject it because they find it difficult to work.
No, it is not at all difficulty. What is the difficulty? If
I say, why do they reject
it? If I say that chant Hare Krishna, what is the difficulty?
That is good.
But
I think it's a matter of mind.
That this is insignificant.
Yes.
He thinks like this.
Swamiji says correctly. He says, you see, that their thinking was...
Oh, what I am teaching this people?
Very simple.
Very simple.
Chant Hare Krishna. That's right. That offloads your all.
I am not giving them any bribe. I have not shown them any magic of gold manufacturing.
No, no.
As from the very beginning, he says, you chant Hare Krishna. But not, that is becoming fruitful.
That gives them peace of mind. Because their mind gets attuned to the something that is
but that
good.
They will not take.
That they will not take for what reason?
The reason is that this is cheap. This Swami is giving something cheap. Nowadays it has become a fashion, meditation. What nonsense meditation he is doing? This is going. He cannot say cheap thing.
Or cheap thing may be the right thing, the true thing, but because it's cheap, no need, not to be bothered.
In Europe, America, the Indian students, they say, oh, we have seen all this Hare Krishna. We now want technology. At first, I was going to America, but this was one of the cars. That when I bring Americans here, these rascals will take some lessons.
I think you are absolutely right. Psychologically, somehow or other, anything that is...
And long, long ago, in the beginning, one friend wrote, I replied in that letter, that you have finished your cows, you are importing powdered milk. Now we have to import Brahmins also.
True, absolutely true.
And you see that we are establishing so many temples, they are being maintained by imported American Brahmins.
Yes.
You cannot get it.
Same thing in Auroville. I went to Pondicherry also this January.
You cannot get here now Brahmins. They have learned how to eat meat, how to drink, how to have illicit sex. They are finished.
No more Brahmins.
Some of them must be non-greedy, not greedy. You know?
There are many good men. It is not that simply Brahmins have gone to hell, but everyone has gone.
Only
the Shita
has paid.
Samadhamatitikha arjava jnanam vijnanam asrikam brahmakarum. They wanted that is cooperation. That is one of the Gandhi's understanding that these people are ruling over us by our cooperation. Therefore, let us non-cover. And they will fail. They will not be able to
carry on the head.
But that program was also failure, because India is so poor that it's not possible to non-cover. Because Gandhi's civil disobedience movement, when only 60,000 men joined, and we have 600 million.
Yes, sir.
What is the percent?
1%.
And that also, when they came back from the jail life, they decided not to
have it once more.
Therefore, Gandhi did not recommend mass civilization. Next time, he recommended individual.
Yes.
And we got Swaraj in 1947. It was not due to civil disobedience or non-cooperation. It was due to Subhash Bose's iron. He fought that when he organized soldiers.
Yes.
And
put them on the battlefield, fought them, defeated them.
When the Britishers saw now the soldiers are non-cooperating, there is no hope of them.
That is the truth.
Yes. And Subhash Bose was always against this non-violent movement. That is the difference of opinion with Gandhi. So he wanted to capture the whole power, and he captured. But Gandhi became so angry upon him that he did not attend the Congress when Subhash Bose was elected president. Then other left-lands, Subhash Bose was also Gandhi's student.
Yes.
So when others friends requested that Gandhi is not happy, you better resign. So he resigned, and tactfully he went out of India. He knew that so long Gandhi is there, my policy, I'll not be able
to,
because there will be
always opposition.
Opposition. Therefore he went out and organized the INA, and that was successful. This is not Gandhi's non-cooperation movement.
Now in the British official record which they are publishing their secret papers after 25 years, that acknowledges very clearly that it was this armed fight of the Indian National Army which convinced the British that they could not rule India with the Indian soldiers.
That is real non-cooperation. What is marvelous non-cooperation? They are simply flat. Some of them may be high court judges.
That's all right.
But no
declaration.
Responsible post was given.
And all these atrocities were committed by Indians upon Indians at the orders of
all the big secretaries, undersecretaries, governors, there was no minister, and all European.
Yes, sir.
Only some clerks.
Yes, sir.
So what is the use of clerks now, sir? They didn't care.
And even those higher
And in order to pat Gandhi, the governor sometimes used to invite him. Sir, you are so powerful, and kindly stop this movement. And Gandhi became puffed up. That the British are very afraid of me. No, I shall do. And Subhash was insisting, they will never go by this, non-violent.
Human nature as it is, unless and until there is some sort of a compulsion, whether it is spiritual.
And in politics, might is right.
Of course, survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Survival of the
fittest. Politics is not
enough. That is sadhu. It is absurd.
That is absurd.
Two contradictory terms.
Therefore, Arjuna was ridiculous. What is this nonsense? You come to fight, you are talking nonsense, but I'll not fight. Krishna did the left.
Yes, he told, he defined what is your dharma and what is nishkam karma. So it's very difficult to define dharma. Of course, once it is defined, there should be no difficulty.
Not dharma is there. Krishna says, sarva dharma anparitajya mame kamsarama. That is dharma. Everything is cheating.
Surrender yourself.
That, because we are teaching that only dharma is to become Krishna conscious. Therefore we are not very much like. They are of opinion, why Krishna is God?
Yeah.
I have got this God, I have got so many incarnations.
Why do you say we are not very much like? The movement is spreading.
Because we are fools.
But the movement is spreading. Hare Krishna movement is spreading.
The movement will spread undoubtedly, because it is genuine.
It's spreading because we are like. were like...
No, sir, there you are also correct. I would say this, that these American boys and young girls who have come here, because this, our mind is conditioned in, say, inferiority complex or adopted there, must be
now good. We are also slaves.
Yes.
But we are slaves of the right person.
Yes, of the Supreme.
That is the difference.
That's right.
And they are slaves of their senses. That is the difference.
Basic difference.
We are not master. We are also slaves.
We surrender
ourselves. We are slaves of the person who is perfect. And they are slaves of their senses.
The spread of the Hare Krishna movement in Bombay in the last 3-4 years has been, I don't know, you may not be satisfied, but I think it's quite good.
It will be good. If people take to it a little seriously, it will be good. Therefore, we are spending so much money. When you come, you all respectable and educated people, come, try to understand and spread it for the benefit of your country.
But sir, your position here is correct in the sense that they say that Swami only says you chant Hare Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, what could be done?
Because but there are no eyes to see how it is being done all over the world.
That's right.
They do not consider it.
Yes.
What?
How it's done, why it's done, what is the result?
What is his name?
Devanand.
Yes. He purposefully criticized this movement by Hare Krishna film.
Yes, I have seen that film.
But we are going on. His film is finished. Yeah. But we are going on. But he tried purposefully.
It's almost a blackmail.
This is a hippie movement.
Yes, hippie movement. Yes. Bhang, ganja and all sex and perversion of all sorts. Is very interesting.
This cloud on the movement in America, is that vanishing or what is
the condition? It will vanish.
It will, it's bound to.
Although they are making some strong movement against it.
But what is the position now? Is it dying out or is it increasing?
No. We are selling more books.
No, is the cloud dying out? I'm not saying the movement is dying. The movement cannot.
Mainly I wanted to impress upon my children, that young boys, that by it's all right. You also go there.
Once spoiled, it is very difficult.
Very difficult. Very difficult. Their minds are spoiled, that is true. Their minds are all Indian youth, completely.
But you have spoiled them. You have given this impression that this religion has spoiled our country. Now, throw all these books in the water. The leaders say that. Take to technology. They come to me, they challenge. Swamiji, what the Hare Krishna movement will do? Now we require technology.
These young boys and girls who are working here by their own precepts.
Their one qualification is that they are not poverty stricken.
Yes.
And our boys, they are poverty stricken. Yes. So, daridra dosha guna rasina. Even though they are educated on account of poverty, they sacrifice their culture, their knowledge.
And the study of our...
I chastise them only because they don't care for money.
They're extreme.
And
it's contradiction.
And because they are fortunate, wherever they go, they get money.
That is law of nature. All the big rivers go to the sea where water is not wanted.
They squander so much money, and I chastise that you are so loose, you are so rascal. But still, whatever money I have got, it is due to them.
That's true. Really, it's true.
To become money, that also requires background. Purva janma arjitam dhanam. They are born in this country. That is due to their past. Bad
karma.
Yes.
Good deeds.
Yes. Now I request them that you have got everything. You take to Krishna consciousness, then you are perfect.
we have degraded ourselves to such an extent, then...
No, we can rise immediately.
Yes, yes. The foundation stone is there. It's only seed is there.
Foundation
it's
or no foundation. But we will not agree. That is... Well, not it.
It's a difficult job, but anyway, it has to be done. Because I...
Krishna consciousness is so nice. Krishna says, Sarvadharmān parityajya māmehaṃ aṁkāraṁ sarva-pāpaṁ mokkhasyāmi. Our difficulties are due to our sinful activities. Krishna assures, I will excuse you from the result of action of all sinful activities, you surrender, but I will not look at it.
You are not doing
what Krishna is doing. He says, he assures, but nobody is doing. I say to my tenants here that you become Krishna conscious. You won't have to pay rent.
That's
the old rent I am getting 2,000, 2,500. That is my one day's expenditure.
Eventually they will come round, but it will take time.
No, the leaders are not. Because their position is different. So far leaders. They want to keep in ignorance the mass of people. So that their foolish leadership may go on from the country. That is everywhere. What is the public opinion?
Public opinion, people like us who have been abroad for, say, quarter of a century or so, I have been to the States almost go every year. And this is the right thing. This is the right thing. When I was a child of 15, I went to Japan and all my life I am abroad. This is the right thing. This is simple. It's only a matter of conviction. If you have faith, then everything becomes quite all right. There is nothing much that is extraordinary that could not be done. Here Indians don't get up early in the morning. All our forefathers did. The people, most of them would be snoring. No.
I had been in Mahabalasa and our host was sleeping. So I asked them, let us go immediately, either we will be infected. So I left that place.